This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Bonnie Quinn on Bloomberg Radio.
Welcome back to the Bloomberg Advantage. It's 1:20 on Wall Street, and it is 10:20 here in Las Vegas. We're broadcasting from the Consumer Electronics Show, 2 days of broadcasts. We're going to concentrate this hour now on car makers and their suppliers, and our own Keith Naughton is wandering the strip somewhere. He's just been speaking with Ford Motors CEO Mark Fields, and he's in a dazed state on the strip, but he managed to call in. How are you, Keith Naughton?
I'm doing just fine, Vonnie. Thanks for having me on. Yes, I am.
All right, well, it's true that it is one of the bigger years for the automakers at the CES. It's, you know, I mean, they're by far outweighing any other electronics manufacturer, really, in terms of space taken. What did Mark Fields tell you that Ford is going to do?
Yeah, well, so Mark Fields was talking about how Ford wants to become more of a mobility company, not just a car and truck maker. They want to get into all kinds of forms of mobility, car sharing, bike sharing, helping reduce urban congestion, that they see that that's the future, and they want to create a business model around that. And that was sort of his remarks today. It was a contrast to, you know, what Mercedes or Daimler CEO Dieter Zetsche was talking about last night with autonomous cars. Fields wasn't so much about autonomous cars today. He was about kind of our mobile future and how it won't be entirely dependent on individual cars.
We know, we just spoke to Woody Benson, Bloomberg Radio contributor, and Robert Tursak, who's a big digital visionary and businessman based in Los Angeles. And Robert Tursak was rather contemptuous of big, heavy manufacturers like auto manufacturers doing anything cutting edge in automobiles when it comes to mobile, when it comes to connectivity. He seems to be looking to Silicon Valley or venture capitalists to take the lead there. What do you think, Keith?
Well, automakers are working with Silicon Valley. Mark Fields was just saying they have a Silicon Valley office. I've met with Qualcomm while I'm here. QNX, which is part of BlackBerry. There's all sorts of tech companies that are aligning with automakers because, you know, consumers want their cars to be like rolling smartphones. They want to remain constantly connected. So, you know, it's not just a, 20th century mechanical device anymore. There are, you know, tens of millions of lines of code in a car now. It is a mobile device.
Yeah, and they're all trying to do it themselves. I mean, there are partnerships, but for the most part, they're each making their own sort of software or their own proprietary in-car concept, right, Keith? Why doesn't everybody just, you know, get together and offer up a Google-type service or what have you? Do they need to distinguish themselves with their electronics?
They do, actually, Ronnie. It's a reason to purchase now. Consumers now say sort of the connected and infotainment features are the number one reason to purchase in some surveys that we've seen, and over, you know, sort of the traditional horsepower enhancement kind of stuff. So it's a way for car makers, especially luxury car makers, to really distinguish their dashboards and make that a selling point. There is, though, some collaboration going on. You know, we have CarPlay coming from Apple and Android Auto coming from Google, and these are things that pair with your smartphone, with your iPhone or your Android phone, and then flash up onto the dashboard a display that looks just like your smartphone with the same buttons, the same functions. So there is some collaboration going on.
Yeah, I'm tweeting out a story of yours actually right now where you found that a majority of U.S. drivers are willing to pay as much as $1,500 more in terms of what's in their cars, connectivity-wise.
Exactly, and it shows you how important technology is becoming to them. You know, car buyers anymore, they assume that a car is going to get them from point A to point B. They're not asking for such basics as just the quality to start your car and keep it going. They want the extras, and it's both entertainment and infotainment extras, but also safety. There's a great deal of interest in, you know, backup cameras and sensors that help you avoid collisions.
So, Keith, how important is CES to the auto industry? Is this more hype and marketing than actual innovation? Is it that why we have to be here, or is there something more to it?
Oh, no, this is very important. You know, car makers are having a harder and harder time distinguishing themselves because, you know, basic mechanical quality has reached parity. So they need to have their electronics and their offerings in the electronic area be the thing that sets them apart. You know, in-car electronics have become an $11 billion industry. It's huge and growing, and they want a piece of that.
Keith Naughton, always Great having you on the show. We'll see you later here in Las Vegas, Sin City, the Consumer Electronics Show. Kathleen Hayes, Avani Quinn continuing live. Up next, the CEO of Visteon. A lot of innovation there. Keep it right here. This is Bloomberg Radio.